Hi, I'm Alex Hubbard, senior at Austin High School in Austin, Texas, and I'm sitting here with Rufus Stevens, who is an urban biologist here at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Rufus, first, can you tell us what an urban biologist does and what, as an urban biologist, is different from being a regular biologist?
Well, urban biologists are really new to Texas as well as across the country. Actually, there aren't very many urban wildlife biologists anywhere. I'm an urban biologist in San Antonio, and what we deal with is wildlife habitat that's in the city. Most traditional biologists work in rural settings, but we work in the city with wildlife habitat. And that can range from everything from people's backyards to working with cities on developing wildlife habitat as the city spread.
Would you say you work more with people or wildlife in your job?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. One of the things when I was in school they talked about was that they would say, at least 50% of your time, even though you want to be a wildlife biologist, is going to be working with people. But actually as an urban biologist, I even work more with people because that's what's affecting the wildlife habitat that's in the city, is people. That's probably the most important thing. It's a real challenge because if we can learn as people how to live with and incorporate wildlife habitat into our cities, then we've made a huge step toward having and protecting wildlife habitat across the country.
How did you get started in urban biology?
Well, actually, I've got a degree from Texas A&M in wildlife ecology. There actually aren't any real programs designed specifically to train wildlife biologists. So most wildlife biologists have a degree in some kind of natural resource management, such as wildlife ecology. Actually, one of the things, I grew up in Dallas. I'm a native Texan. And when I was a kid, we used to play on local streams. Where I was, we had farms or fields behind us, but we were right on the edge of the city, so we actually had suburbs right across the street. And I spent a lot of time as a kid messing around on urban streams and such as that, catching fish, but also right next to those streams were houses and such as that. But there was still wildlife there.
Cool. What would you say a typical day is like?
Well, I guess that's one of the things, is there's really not a typical day. With urban wildlife management, as I mentioned, we can deal everything with homeowners to the city. And some of the things that we do is work with backyard wildlife habitat. That's one of the ways that we work with homeowners to improve wildlife habitat. People may have heard, or folks out there may have heard about the Wildscapes program, which is basically a backyard habitat program. And it's planning, providing those basic components of habitat, food, water, and cover, in your backyard. I brought along a couple of plants that represent some of the plants we would use in a wildscape. Actually, one of them is Turk's cap. This is Turk's cap right here. And Turk's cap is not only provides a flower that's utilized by hummingbirds and butterflies, but it's also utilized, it sets a fruit that's utilized by a variety of birds, including our state bird, the mockingbird. Another example is this salvia that's right here. And the salvia also is it's a great hummingbird and butterfly plant. And these are just some examples of some native plants that we encourage people to plant in their backyard to create wildlife habitat.
What is required of someone to prepare for a job like yours?
Well, actually, there's not. The main thing would be getting a degree in a natural resource field. But the interesting thing about, since there's not many urban biologists, there's not necessarily a particular track that biologists follow. So that's also what makes it exciting, because it's completely new. Actually, I was one of the first urban biologists hired in San Antonio. So there was nothing, no one had been before me, so I really had it wide open in how I wanted to, the kinds of things, projects that I wanted to pursue and such as that. And that's one of the things that makes my job really exciting, is that I can really kind of take it in a lot of different directions.
What's your favorite part of your job?
Actually, one of the things I was terrified of in school and then terrified of in college was public speaking. And but actually, it's one of the things that I've really gotten to enjoy, and that's educating people about wildlife habitat that's in the city.
What's your least favorite part?
And I think some other people have mentioned this, the paperwork. That's not that fun. Being in the office is really be kind of the downside of it.
What would you say to someone who's interested in going into the urban biology field?
Well, what we're seeing, and as I mentioned, about 8 or 9 years ago, we had no urban biologists in Texas at all. We've got now 9 now statewide in the major cities in the state. It is rapidly growing, and as I mentioned, one of the important aspects of it is that having wildlife management that's done in the city.
What types of programs and things do y'all do to help out regular people?
Yeah, I mentioned the Wildscapes program. We also work with developers. My job is extremely diverse in that from that perspective. So one of the things that we also work with developers, but we also work with cities, and we worked with developers in creating habitats at developments as they're building homes. But we also work with cities, and actually, as cities grow, there can be wildlife habitat that can be incorporated into our cities and be around us. So we actually can have some of the benefits of wildlife habitat at the same time we get other benefits from that as well. Actually, I brought a little demonstration.
Yeah,
we got just a couple more minutes. I'm going to get you to help me with this.
Right.
We can stand up here. And actually, one of the things that we work with is, and I'm going to have you take one of these cups of water, and we'll pour it right about here. And we'll kind of try to pour it at the same time. One of the things is this would be like a typical stream that has been channelized in concrete. But a native stream will have these little sponges act like vegetation as well as a meander that's in it. And so if you kind of pour slowly, you're pouring this side right here.
Okay.
We practiced this. We really did. But you can see on this side, it's kind of waving back and forth as well as it took it longer to get down there. The other thing is the vegetation holds some of that water back. So not only can wildlife habitat in the city provide opportunities for us to see birds and such as that, but it also can provide benefits like controlling floods and improving water quality. So there's some real benefits to the community in urban wildlife management.
Wow, that's cool. Thanks a lot, Rufus. Peter's up next to find out what it means to work in a GIS lab. But first, an update from Steve Campbell.